Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Layla Rahimi, Marshall Harris, Rahimi and Harris. Middays 10 a.m. to 2 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Little chopper. Nolan has to avoid the base runner. Throws the first and got him. What a play. The Cardinals beat the Cubs 8-7 in a game that had a little bit of everything.
That was one of the best games of the season. For the Cardinals, back and forth affair. You want to talk about concentration on the final play of the game. The chopper on a short hop, a runner coming at you, bare hand, and makes the play.
That was Chip Carey on FanDuel Sports Network Midwest. This is Rahimi and Harris with Mark Grody on 670 The Score. And we go to our Circa Resort and Casino hotline, CircaLasVegas.com, and bring in a man I was lucky to work with in San Diego. He is a multi-year veteran in the big leagues, over a decade of play, 14 years of service time, and now the analyst for FanDuel Sports Network Midwest. It is Mark Sweeney. Sweens, thanks for coming on.
Oh, Layla, thank you for the kind words. It was great working with you as well, and love seeing that you're flourishing in your career as well.
I was telling these guys during the break about how you put up with my rookie self. That is a kind way of putting it. Thank you for teaching me so much about the game and the culture. It really did mean a lot to me.
Well, we had a great group in San Diego, and you know what? When you start doing your gig and you don't know where it's going to go, I'm finding myself in St. Louis, and you're finding yourself in Chicago, but we're still involved with sports, which is really fun.
Sweens also joins us on twitch.tv/Chicago670TheScore if you want to see him there.
Mark, speaking of great groups, I mean, it's kind of unexpected just how great this group of Cardinals has been and what's John Mozeliak's last year at the helm in the front office. I'm curious as to what you think has been the driving force behind the Cardinals' success after an offseason, which we thought, you know, Nolan Arenado and others might be moved. Instead, they've kind of just stayed the course, and now you are in the thick of things holding on to that last wildcard spot in the NL.
Yeah, kind of a strange spring training to go down to, because you had a lot of excitement because guys were getting opportunities to cut their teeth in the big leagues. Guys that were already in the big leagues knew that they were going to get what was called a runway to be able to go get at bats and be able to pitch in certain situations. So very oddity when it comes to Cardinals baseball, because I think everyone realizes what Cardinal baseball is all about is those stars, Molina, Wainwright, Pujols. You hear those names, you have expectations. That being said, these guys in this version of the Cardinals has really been inspired baseball. It's kind of a throwback aspect because they pitch. They don't have pitchers that are going to wow you in a sense of strikeouts and embarrassing you. They just know how to pitch. They know how to execute. But more importantly, when I say old school, it becomes going out there and catching the ball, being able to play inspired defense, win games because of your defense. We don't really talk about that in the game of baseball anymore. We just talk about the exploits of certain players that are very good defensively rather than a team concept. So they've played, I would say, surprising baseball, 8 games over .500 at this point. I think they are very excited about that. But they've also built an opportunity for them to say, you know what, we can go out there and out-execute a lot of these teams and just try to win series. And something simple like that has worked for the Cardinals.
I'm hearing terms like playing surprising baseball, unexpected success. So my question to you, Mark, is do you expect it to then last? Because sometimes when we don't expect something to happen, it happens. Things come back to where we originally thought they were going to be. So do you think that this is for real?
Well, I say this, we're almost to the halfway point of the season, which is crazy how fast this has gone. But they've created an atmosphere, they being the Cardinals, have created an atmosphere where they feel like they can take on very talented teams in the league. And quite frankly, probably more talented than they are. And that's why I say a surprise. But the game of baseball, and I, you know, like Layla talked about, being there for 14 years, I saw everything. I've been on great teams. I've been on teams that weren't expected to do anything that did. And I also were on teams that didn't play particularly well. There's facets of a composition of a team that really warrant you believing in them. And I say that because this team plays together. They have fun playing the game of baseball. Some teams that are more talented than them don't seem like they enjoy playing baseball. And I think we could probably signify some of those teams that are underachieving. This team, I feel like, is overachieving. But now they start feeling like we have a Cubs series. The Cubs have played great baseball all year long. And this is an important series, so let's take it as it is and go out there and try to win the series. That's what their mentality is, and it's worked for them for the first half. I believe in them because they've taught me that when they get punched in the mouth, they come back. That's a nice trait to have as a team.
Mark, I also thought about you when it came to learning the art of pinch hitting and understanding being part of a bench and when to be called upon. We've really experienced that watching Craig Counsell manage this Cubs team. We've talked a lot about the platoon of Michael Busch and Justin Turner at first base, for example. I know you know a lot about how Craig Counsell uses his bench. What has been your observation so far just in the past season and a half he's had with the Cubs?
Yeah, Layla, I think Craig Counsell is brilliant as a manager. Some Cub fans might not believe that because of certain games that he's managed or whatever. The body of work and what he does and how he translates how he was as a player, what he saw as a player, and what he expects is really transforming into him as a manager. He's a better manager every single year. And that's why I say Craig Counsell is one of those guys. I do believe both of these managers, even Ollie Marmol and Craig Counsell, are the manager of the year favorites to this point in the National League. The reason why I say that is that they get the most out of their team. They understand how to enhance PCA, take on a new roster, and how are they going to be better, and how do they get off to a good start. So both managers have done that. I think Craig Counsell gets the most out of his players because he communicates. He understands what he wants to get out of these guys. He expects it, and he understands the challenges of managing 162 games.
Mark, I'm interested because this series is so much more important for the Cardinals than it was the Cubs, because if this had gone the other way, just even the first two games, there's a chance that the Cards could get buried a little bit. But now you see the entirety of the NL Central, with the Pirates notwithstanding, getting back to being within striking distance of the Cubs. If they win this game tonight, they'll win the series and gain two games, no matter what happens tomorrow with Shota Imanaga on the mound. How are you seeing this series and this two-week stretch in which you face the Cubs twice in two series as a level of pivotal heading towards that trade deadline, when you could say we're going to sell off, or you could just say we're going to retool and hold?
Yeah, this is an important time because especially in the National League, to me is more superior than the American League at this point. That being said, you made a great point about the division. Cincinnati Reds are playing really good baseball under Tito Francona. I think you look at the Milwaukee Brewers and you say, you know what? We have to take down the Milwaukee Brewers because they have been more consistent than the Cardinals and the Cubs the last few years. That being said, the Cubs are up on front, so they're being chased. So how are they going to handle being the team that's being chased? And this becomes a bigger series because of that. I think the Cardinals understand they couldn't wait to play the Cubs. And I think the Cubs-Cardinals speaks for itself. The intensity is great. It's always fun and an involvement with the fans. I think it's great for baseball. That being said, this is a more important series for the Cardinals because still they're identifying themselves, as I mentioned before. They realize that there's a lot of uncertainty with younger players playing a 162-game season. Kyle Tucker understands how to win because he came from the Astros. So that's going to help the Cubs. Also, the Cubs are waiting for this opportunity to be the NL Central's favorite. So that's why the series means more. As a player, you understand it's series to series. It really doesn't matter, even though you know the intensity of the Cubs is really good. I just think as a player's perspective, they take game after game. It's not like a fan. It's not like a broadcaster where we try to build up that more intensity. Bottom line, it's Cubs-Cardinals, and we all know that. It's going to be a really good matchup tonight. But I think every game is individualized, and that's the way you should take it both ways.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at Spectrum. .com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
We're talking to the 14-year Major League veteran Mark Sweeney, now an analyst for FanDuel Sports Network Midwest, here in Raheemy and Harris with Mark Grody on the Score. And I also think you're so good, Mark, when it comes to advice. We saw what happened with Pete Crow Armstrong last night. Situational baseball, forgets what out it is in the fourth inning. Then we're seeing a home run hitter later bunt, you know, in the seventh with runners at the corners. You know, what's your advice if you're a veteran in that room talking to somebody with so much potential, knowing that he can change the game the way he can?
Yeah, keep communicating. And I mentioned Craig Counsell understands communication, right? And I think the coaching staff and what's on the Cubs staff is outstanding as well. It's communication with PCA and saying, hey, listen, do you understand where you put yourself? There's a lot of the mental aspect that is very difficult. And that reared its head last night, in my opinion. Because you're taking on so much more responsibility. Last year, he just showed up and he wanted to show his talents, be a free spirit baseball player. But when you start putting up numbers, there's expectations and there's a bar set. So, Layla, what I would say is you're communicating to a star player that has had a huge first half, arguably an MVP first half, and you just want him to stay engaged mentally. If you feel like he's not, that's when you have to pull back and say, hey, I'm going to give you a day just for mental rest. Because this game gets overwhelming at times. I never was in that seat like PCA is. I was always the pinch hitter, the bench player, and trying to fulfill being in a major league uniform. So I don't want to speak to what he's doing because I've never been in his shoes that way. But I'll tell you this, I watched the game intently because that's what I had to do. I watched stars. I watched how they had to carry a team at times. But also when they weren't going well, what did they do? Did they do something defensively? PCA is a star in the making for this game, which is enhancing the game immensely. Just remind him. You have to mentally be in the moment every single pitch. And that's what happened last night. It did change the game, but he's going to learn from it, and he's going to be better for it.
Yep, and ironic for a guy who's made some of the best plays we have seen all season, but playing defense and being an outfielder for sure. Mark, I got to ask you a question. The last two nights has been pointed out during the Cubs broadcast, the attendance at Busch Stadium. It does. You mentioned the intensity of Cubs cards. First time I can remember in a while, and I get it, this is a weekday series where you pan the stadium and there's people there, but it ain't the usual Cubs cards. Why?
Marshall, I'll go back to my first game in the big leagues. I got called up and it was Cubs Cardinals. And I knew about it because I'm a baseball fan, but that was my first experience because I got traded over from the Angels. And that was my first game. The Cardinals were out of it. And that was the year that Joe Torre got let go as a manager of the Cardinals. So it was an interim manager, and I came out to 50,000 people. it doesn't matter when it's Cubs-Cardinals. I will say this. It goes back to my response before about a surprise with this team because they haven't been backed by the fan base, even though this is a passionate fan base. They haven't necessarily been backed because they're frustrated with what – is really in front of them. There's a Cardinal way that people talk about, and the Cubs fans probably don't want to hear that, but I lived it, and I understand there is an aspect and there's an understanding. When you put a Cardinal uniform on, you're expected to win, you're expected to go to the playoffs, and hopefully win a world championship. That's the expectation that they brought because the history of what the Cardinals are. I think that's the disappointment from the fans. I think the team, the way they've played, has built a backing for this club because they play inspired baseball. So I think it's going to be a build. These Cardinal fans are passionate about winning, passionate about their team. They're probably just watching it at their homes rather than coming to the ballpark. But that atmosphere needs to be better when it comes to Cubs Cardinals, because as a player, when you feel the energy of the fan base, there's nothing better. And this Cubs-Cardinals rivalry always brings that. Hopefully it continues to get better.
Well, I guess we found out who the real best fans in baseball are. They were the ones who actually attend the games the past 2 days.
Oh, yeah.
Just saying, they're the real ones. Mark Sweeney, thank you so much for joining us. Always great to talk baseball with you. We appreciate it.
Marshall and Layla, thank you very much. I enjoyed it. Anytime you need it, I'll talk Cubs Cardinals all day long.
And Mark Grody too. I know he's happy to talk to you as well.
But they didn't put me on the Zoom.
Thanks so much, Mark. That was Mark Sweeney. He, of course, a 14-year veteran in the big leagues, knows Craig Counsell, also the analyst for Fox Sports or FanDuel Sportsnet Midwest.
Did I represent you well, Marshall, with the question that I asked?
I appreciated it.
Oh, that guy rarely makes a mistake.
Was I not on the Twitch? What happened over there?
Coming up next, we need to get into some optics that look bad for this Cubs team. I hate to do it. I hate it.
Uh-oh. Why do you hate it? It needs to be, the truth needs to be out there.
Cubs optics?
Yeah.
Interesting.
There are some Cubs optics, and they were on display last night.
When you talk optics.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.